If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Well, the topic is the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question about doubts. An important question about the prayer concerns the doubts that we may entertain during prayers, right? Mm-hmm. However, many kinds of doubts are there. And what are the doubts that make the prayers void?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many doubts, at least 22 doubts mentioned in the Risala or the Islamic laws written by the religious authorities, including Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. Of course, out of these 22 doubts, 7 doubts are those which invalidate the prayers, and 6 are those which should be ignored by us. And the remaining 9 doubts are valid doubts. And it's very important for believers, for mu'mineen, to understand and to learn the doubts during prayer. Because if you know how to act while encountering a doubt, I think it will be easier for you to finish your prayer and not to be not to repeat the prayer from the beginning.
Yes,
you know, if you know the rules of the doubts and deliberately ignore the rules and mm-hmm. start offering your prayers all over again,
yes,
then it means that you are not following the rules. Allah, the Almighty, and of course the religion of Islam have prescribed certain things to be followed, and that the procedure has to be understood and to be practiced by us. And Islam does not want to impose something very difficult on us, because if you have finished the prayer, and if you follow the rules of doubt, maybe you will not need to repeat the prayer, or maybe you can ignore the prayer, mm-hmm. or the doubt might be valid. But if you keep entertaining the doubt and keep
standing,
having the doubt, because of the doubt, if you start your prayer all over again, it means that you are unnecessarily making it very difficult for yourselves.
Exactly.
So when it comes to the doubts which make the prayer void, of course,
yes.
I would like to mention those 7 doubts, of course. The first one is doubts about the number of rakahs occurring in obligatory prayers, which consist of 2 rakahs. We know that, for example, we offer Fajr prayer, and the Fajr prayer, it consists of 2 rakahs.
Yes.
And if you doubt about the number of this rakah, the Fajr prayer, the prayer becomes void. If mm-hmm. you doubt between 2 and 3 rakahs, or if you doubt between 1 and 2 rakahs, of course, the prayer concerning the number of the rakats of the Fajr prayer becomes void. The doubt makes
yes.
the prayer void.
For the morning,
this is the first
yes.
one. The second one is doubts about the number of rakats occurring in prayers consisting of 3 rakats.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Fajr Maghrib prayer,
yes.
which consists of 3 rakats. If you doubt between 2 and 3 rakats, or if you doubt between 3 and 4 rakats, of course,
mm-hmm.
the prayer becomes void.
Void.
And then we have doubt occurring in prayers consisting of 4 rakats as to whether you have, for example, performed 1 rakat or more rakat. If you doubt between 1 rakat or, let's say, 4 rakat,
yes,
1 rakat and 5 rakat, 1 rakat and 2 rakat, of course, and the prayer.
If the element or number 1 is included,
yeah, one
in
is
any
included. Yeah.
prayer.
1 plus any other rakat,
yes.
then the prayer becomes void.
Void.
And then number 4.
Okay, let me stop you there.
Okay.
Before you talk about the fourth, in fact, doubt, for a very short break, and we'll be back. Don't go away. La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our dear guest speaker. The topic we are talking about is doubts during the prayer. Well, before the break, Sheikh Javed, you in fact gave us three of those doubts which invalidates the prayer, right?
Yeah.
And what about the fourth one? Would you continue, please?
Yeah. The fourth doubt is the doubt in prayer of four rakats, in prayer that consists of four rakats. Mm-hmm. And that doubt may arise when you complete the second sajda, okay? The second sajda as to whether you have performed two rakats or more than. Before completing the second sajda, you doubt whether you have you just keep doubting whether you have done two rakats or more, and you do not know, and you cannot come to a conclusion about the number of the rakats, because we are supposed to wait a little bit. Do not we are supposed not to rush.
Yes.
Wait for a few seconds and think whether we have, for example, done at least two rakats or three rakats or four. But if we still remain in the same position, not getting inclined to one side of the doubt.
Yes.
Then we. And the prayer becomes void.
I see.
Then there is the fifth one, doubt between two rakats and five rakats. Two rakats and five rakats, of course. Mm-hmm. Or between two rakats and more than five rakats. More than, you might
not want, 2 and 3, not 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Not it's two and five.
Yeah, 2 and 5 and two and more than five. Okay?
I see.
Of course, if you, such things might happen very rarely.
Yes,
and
of
very
course.
Few people might doubt between two or three. But this is just a scenario. The scenario. And in this scenario, in this situation, one is supposed to consider his prayer void if such a thing happens.
Yes.
And then we have the sixth one, doubt between three rakats and six rakats. Mm-hmm. Three rakats and six rakats. Or between three and more than six rakats, the prayer becomes void. Okay? And then we have doubt between four rakats and six rakats, or between four rakats and more than six rakats.
Not 4 and 5.
Not 4 and 5. Because the position about 4 and 5 is clear, okay? Mm-hmm. If you doubt between four rakats and five rakats, of course, you are supposed to assume that you have offered four rakats, and then you are going to perform one sajda, two sajda of sahw, okay?
Yes,
you are
exactly.
supposed to perform sajda sahw. But here the doubt persists between four and six rakats and four and more than six rakats. And in that case, of course, the prayer becomes void. These are the seven doubts which make the prayer invalid.
Okay, we have only about 1 minute, Sheikh Javed.
Yes.
Let's talk about those doubts that can be or should be ignored. Would you talk about them too, please?
That's also a very good question. And I really want my brothers and sisters who are listening to us to learn these doubts, because these are very much practical, and we encounter these doubts on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I would like to ask my brothers and sisters: if they are people who frequently doubt and who are doubting very often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you doubt three times in one prayer, or if you doubt three times in three consecutive prayers, then such a person is deemed and labeled as and considered as kasirus shak. Now, such a person should ignore
a constant
his doubt.
Doubter.
Yeah, a frequent doubter.
A frequent doubter.
That's a good help from you. Now, I would like to say that the doubts which must be ignored by an individual while doubting. Doubt about an act whose time of performance has already passed. Now, you are, for example, you doubt whether you have done ruku or not while you are doing sujood, okay? You're doing. Have I done ruku or not? Have I recited the zikr of hamd in surah or not? Then, because the time has already passed, you have gone to moved into the next rukun.
Yes.
You should ignore your doubt, and your doubt must be ignored in this case.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Since the time of the program has come to an end, we promise our dear audience to talk about more of these doubts in the upcoming session, inshallah.
Sure.
Hopefully speaking. Well, thank you very much, dear audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me and the rest of the crew, we leave you in Allah's care. Rahman Rahim Mannan.
محيي مميت أبضل.